I don't think the recording went through for yesterday's shiur, but I know it's harder for a lot of people because it's the Sunday shiur is not always easy for people to make it back for. So we'll do a little bit of chazara, but basically what we discussed from yesterday, the haftarah for Parshas Re'eh is it's part of a. So the simple way we explained it yesterday took a while to get to this point. But there's the Haftarah for Parshas Noach, and the Haftarah for Parshas Noach is Nun Dalid, Parak Nun Dalid in Yeshayahu, up until 5 Sukkim of Nun He. So there, if you would split up Haftarah Noach into two parts, part A and part B. So part B is the Haftarah of Re'e, and part A is the Haftarah of Parshas Kiseitse. So we read the Haftarah of Noach as two different parshios of the Shevna Dechanta, of the 7 weeks following Tisha B'Av, where we have comforting and consoling haftaros. So we read the two parts of the Noach haftara out of order and separated by a week. So, and we didn't discuss why yet. I don't know if we will, but we'll try to get an understanding of that as we go on. So we started yesterday. The beginning of the Haftarah, we spoke about the Aniya So'ara Lo Nuchama, that there is this tossed around, unconsoled being. Now it's of course a muscle for Klal Yisrael, and he say Hineya Nochi Marbitz Bapucha V'Nayach V'Siratich V'Safiri. We explained that there is a that there's this promise from Hashem that He's going to make their floor stones and their foundational stones into precious gems. That it's going to be sapirim. The next pasuk of Santi Chad Kod Shimsho Sayich. We explained yesterday Shimsho Sayich. It's a Midrash and Shemesh. That's my points of the Sudos Rashi, that these are like these sun windows that are going to be of ruby. And that in Shur Rayach, Avnei Ektach, they're going to be different types of precious stones, garnet stones that are going to be for the that are going to be the gates. V'chol Gvuleich LaAvnei Chefetz, and all of your boundaries will be Avnei Chefetz, gems of desire, precious stones that probably cost a lot of money. So this is the promise, and we asked the question yesterday, which we didn't answer it yet. The question is, what's with all this mention of stones? The foundations are Sapirim, Kadkod, Avnei Ektach, Avnei Chefetz. Just in case you didn't get that these are all precious stones, we end up with an Avnei Chefetz. What's the reason for the stones? Does anybody have an answer? Anybody think about it from last night? Yesterday? Not yet? Okay. So that's the question we asked yesterday. Then we got to a famous pasuk. We didn't really discuss it so much. V'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayich. And all of your sons will be, all of your children will be learners of Hashem, like students of Hashem, but students of the teachings of Hashem. V'rav shalom b'nayich. And there will be abundant peace for your children. Okay, and we're gonna spend a little bit of time speaking about this now. So where do we know this pasuk from? Where do we have this pasuk? Has anybody ever heard this pasuk before? I think this is a YBC song. Yeah? Not holding. Not yet. I'm also not holding. Nothing against that. So this is a pasuk that's, first of all, it's said at the end of, it's quoted at the end, it's a Gemara that quotes this pasuk and darshans it. The Gemara is actually, there are four masechtos that end with this pasuk. We also quote it every Shabbos for Ashkenazim at the end of davening, and Nusach Sfard every single day. So we'll take a look at the guards. It's the four mesechtos that end with it. There's a very interesting Torah, not for now, about why the reformist stuff has to end with it. But there's a drasha learned from this pasuk. So let's. I'm doing brachos now, so we'll go to the end of brachos. Samach Dalad Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Familiar? Familiar? Yeah. This Gemara so far. Right? Rabbi Elazar says, in the Rabbi Chanina, Tamidei Chachamim, increase peace in the world. Shneamar, as the pasuk says. V'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem, Rav Shalom b'nayich, quoting Yeshayahu, al tikra b'nayich ela b'nayich. Do not read it as b'nayich, your children, your sons, ela b'nayich. What does that mean? B'nayich? It's b'ne? Builders, right? Well, it means to build. So don't read it as your sons, read it as your builders. And then it goes on with the other psukim of shalom. Shalom rav lo v'yisar chusach v'yin lamash ol yi shalom b'chelech shalom v'masayach l'man achai v'radam shalom b'ach l'man v'yis Hashem v'kinev v'akshon tol Hashem ozem o yitain Hashem yivrech esem o v'ashalom. And that's how it ends. Kaddish, right? So this is, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that we see Talmidei Chachamim increase peace in the world because we have this pasuk which speaks about shalom. And it says, right, Shalom Rav Shalom Banaich Atikre Banaich Ela Bonaich. Do not read it as the children, but rather as builders. So first of all, it's not correcting the gear set. It's not saying that the pasuk is incorrect, that the way we have it, our text is incorrect. It's saying that you can also apply a drasha and read it further as not just your sons, but your builders. Okay, so what does that mean? Does everyone get the words that we read? Does anybody understand what that means? What are we saying over here? We're saying that Tamidei Chachamim increase peace in the world, because you read this pasuk says that your children will be learners of Hashem, they'll be students of Hashem, and there'll be great peace for your children. Don't read it as peace for your children, peace for your builders. Yeah.
Yes, you could say the connection between builders and building this like home, this foundation.
Okay, very good. So we spoke about that a little bit when we learned in the words of Yeshayahu earlier, right? I think it was from Chazon Yeshayahu, right? We spoke about Zera Mereim Banim Mashchisim, right? Earlier, the first nevuah that we have quoted of Yeshayahu, chronologically not its first, but the first one in Sefer Yeshayahu is Chazon Yeshayahu, where he says the lashon of you, Klal Yisrael, are Banim Mashchisim. You are children that are destroyers. And we spoke about the irony in his words, because the word banim, it could also be understood as bonim, builders. Children are builders of worlds. If somebody wants to build something that lasts, they build a family. Who knows what's going to happen to anything else that you make? Your what impact? The greatest impact a person can have in the world is in general, is bringing children into the world to build a future. So, but the ultimate bonim, the ultimate binyan, is that of a family, right? What do we wish a chasan kala? A binyan adayad. Build a building. That's a nice one. You guys should build many towers together. What does that mean? No, it's talking about building a family to bonim. I'll take your bonim, I'll bonim. And that's why Yeshayahu was so heartbroken. You're Hashem's children. But you're not bonim, you're bonim mashchisim. You're builders that destroy. You're children that destroy. So that's how we understood Yeshayahu there. And where did I get that thought back then? Because I'm quoting this Gemara, which says, Atikre bonim ela bonim. Sorry, Atikre bonayach ela bonayach. But there's something else, I think, that we can see from this lashon. So over here, it's telling us that we have builders. Children are builders, and Talmidei Chacham are builders of worlds. Right? When something is built, then it's in its shleimus. Then there's shalom. Shalom. Shalom is because I'll say it's a kli that holds bracha. Bracha needs to be held in shalom. If you don't have shalom, then anything else you have doesn't work out. It's like you know, filling up a basket with whatever it is, but there are holes in the basket. It's going to fall through. So you need to have this basket called shalom with this fullness and this completion and this peace in order to hold any other brachos, right? If you have a country, with incredible wealth. Incredible wealth. And so many different brachos. But there are holes in the country. Anybody can come in and take whatever they want and leave with it. Anyone can loot it. If you have an incredible house with so many, you know, wonderful, expensive things, but it's meaningless if everyone just can get in and there's chaos and there's destruction. So what you need a Tamid Chachamim, who are Marvim Shalom, Limudei Hashem, so that they are Bonaye, that they are builders, and they are building peace. Now, what we're really going to gain from here, I think, and an important point, is that we started off with the Aniya Soara, this thrown around person who doesn't have stability, all over the place. I was in the Churban and now I'm all over. There's chaos in my own personal life. There's chaos. I'm thrown around. I feel like I'm being pulled in 30 directions, and I don't know what's going on. And I'm trying to follow my path, and I'm getting thrown around. And what do we want? We want stability. We want to be able to be put in a place where what's called menucha, where we're able to rest and able to be content in our place. And until then, lo nuchama, which is there's no comfort, there's no consoling. But we're gonna hope to have that. And when we talk about building. So when you build a building, so you need a foundation, you need stability. And if you have builders, it must be that there is stability, there is a foundation. We're talking about stones. Stones, I think, have that connotation. Now, precious stones are even nicer. Right? Sometimes someone can have stability. It's not the best life, it's not the best setup, but at least they have stability. At least they have stones. Has anybody ever heard someone refer to anybody as a rock? Right, Hashem, we say, most sure Yeshua, see, he's a rock of our salvation. Right? Also, there could be people who are your rock. It could be a parent, it could be a friend, it could be a sibling. That they're your rock and they're your stability, and no matter what's going on, you can always like go back to that person and draw chizuk and draw strength. That person's a rock. A rock, isn't it? Is a symbol of stability. And when we talk about all these stones, but they're not just stones and rocks meaning stability, but they're precious stones. It's beautiful. It's not just things are in order, but things are incredible and in order. Even the word even itself, because I'll say it's a contraction of what two words? Av and ben. Even is av and ben. It's this foundational rock which connects generations. It's stability. Back to our bonayich, as we're talking about children being builders, that's the Av and Ben relationship. So as we look through this Aniya Soara flying all over the place, Hashem says, don't worry. Hine anochi marbis bapuch avanayich. Visadtich basapirim. I'm going to give you a foundation. I'm going to build a foundation for you out of sapphire. You will have this menucha. The sun windows, of course, an indication of positivity, of light. You open up the window, right now where there's darkness, you open up the sun windows, the sun comes in, there's light. That's not already good. Kadkod, it's going to be of rubies, precious gems. Sharayach la'avnei ke'ektach, v'chol gvuleich la'avnei chefetz. All of your boundaries will be precious stones. Stones of stability. Stones of a floor, a firm floor that you can walk on. But precious. V'chol banayech, and all your children, limudei Hashem, will be those who are learning from Hashem. What's going to be with the future? What's going to be with my children? How in the world? Right? So imagine somebody living in this time. How in the world am I going to raise children to be Yerei Shamayim in the society that we're in? That's what they asked back then. Does anybody ever have to have that question now? Hope so. Hope we're having that question now. How in the world am I going to raise children who are Yerei Shamayim and Ovdei Hashem in the society we live in? It's a very, very important question. And at this point, it won't be a problem anymore. V'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayich. But until then, until we're at this stage, this is a messianic prophecy that perhaps we've already started to enter to some degree. But until we're there, that should be something on our mind. How in the world are we going to make sure that our banim are bonim? There's going to be great peace for your children. Peace, that's not just that they're not going to fight. Peace that they're going to be able to hold bracha. They're going to be able to be given great wealth and great gifts of life and be able to contain it because they have shalom. And they're going to be mar b'shalom ba'olam. They're going to increase peace in the world. They're going to be lamud Hashem and increase peace in the world because that's what it's supposed to be. Tamidei chacham are supposed to increase peace in the world. If somebody is not increasing peace in the world, then they're probably not a real Talmid Chacham. Real Talmidei Chacham are doing the job lishma. They bring more peace into the world. The Lamudei Hashem are bonayach. They're not just bonayach. They are bonayach, fulfilling their purpose of bonayach, giving you stability. They are guaranteeing your future. They're guaranteeing your legacy will continue. You know, statistics, they show through statistics in psychology that one major measure of happiness, of positivity, of contentment is having children. That you see in societies, there's like a high correlation between societies having, and not just societies, but generations having high birth rate and positive outlook. Typically, it's a very gloom situation, people don't want to have more children, bring more children to the world as much. If we're saying that there's going to be great peace for your children, there will be an increase of children, that shows a positivity, that shows hope. So no longer will be ania soara lo nuchama, but it's going to be a messianic province that people will be happy to have children. People will want to bring children to the world to build the world further, have that stability. Hashem, maybe we'll be zocha to see that soon.